final frontier.
To boldly go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse. I'm waking up. This girl is on fire.
This girl is on fire. This girl is on fire.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. We're talking about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, kitchen table politics. Of course, conservative kitchen table politics. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Conservative kitchen table politics. Today, we are live. I'm alive. I've been so busy lately. I don't know what to tell you. I'm a crazy woman. I do so many different things. But I have been watching the state of our nation, and that's what I want to talk about today. And you are welcome to be part of my show anytime at 1-800-449-8255. I have a little bit of a surprise for you today. As probably some of you know that have been listening to my show on and off for the last few years, that I am I'm a cook or a chef, whatever you want to call me. I think chef has a sort of a, I'm looking down my nose at people that cook. So I like to call myself a professional home cook that's had 3 restaurants and has now on her 3rd cookbook. And I teach people how to make simple, healthy, and absolutely decadent recipes. And I always give a recipe on this show at the very end. But today we're going to do something different, because I have to find out who you are out there. If you're listening, and I'm going to be announcing this through my whole show, but for every caller today that can tell me the name of the station she's listening to, I'm going to give you one of my cookbooks. That's right. But we got to talk. We've got to see what's going on with you and what you think about what's happening to our country and our beautiful Donald Trump, who is the most incredible. I mean, look at this guy. He's the Energizer. He is definitely the Energizer Bunny. I've never seen anybody with stamina with this man has at 70 years old. I just pray that I have it at that 70. And at every single one of his rallies that he's given, he's full of energy, and he just gets energized by the people that love him. So here it is, a free book for every caller today, 1-800-449-8255. You will get for free, I pay the shipping, one of my incredible cookbooks. So make sure you write that number down, 1-800-449-8255. You just call anytime during the show. If you want to talk about something, we'll put you on the air. And don't be afraid. It's fun. So what do we got to talk about today? There's so much. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with the state of our country right now and how we have the most corrupt. First of all, I don't know how to say this to Democrats. Democrats, what is wrong with you? Why can't you see that this woman is, now she's under investigation again? Why do you think we are just telling tall tales about her corruption? Can you not look at her 45 years in the past and see that that intrigue and drama follows her like the kid on Peanuts? You ever seen that show where there's a dustpan? There's always dust around him. This is the Clintons' MO, following him around the country. Listen, she's a corrupt person. She doesn't even know how to be honorable and have integrity. Absolutely. She is so good at pretending. But really what amazes me is the fact that people don't see through it. It's so weird. It's so weird. And it's, I think the craziest thing to this day in this country is I believe that we have people that vote in people just like them. So if you love her corruption, for instance, I was just reading this article about Jennifer Lopez giving a concert for Hillary Clinton. And here is the Democrats. Here they are, like, looking down their nose at some words that Donald Trump spoke. I know it was stupid. I mean, he's got an ego. Let's face it. But you know what? Let's let his ego work for us. That's what a lot of people are saying, that you got to have some kind of fortitude, you know, in the form of an ego, to be able to take the slobbering press that wants to destroy him every minute and every day. You also have to take it because his own Republican Party, the insiders, not the regular people, the insiders want to destroy him. And it's amazing to me that Democrats do not see through these, are their own candidate. That just doesn't make sense. So anyway, back to Jennifer Lopez. She's giving a concert, right? She's got a thong on. For those of you who do not know what a thong on is, if you don't know what it is a little string that people wear instead of underwear. That's how I explain it. She's giving a concert, showing off her rear end. Now, this is representing Hillary Clinton. How is it that that's okay to do? And it's pretty much almost porno. But it's not okay for Donald Trump to utter some words. 1-800-449-8255. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me why the hypocrisy, the double standard between the Clintons and Donald Trump is amazing. I mean, it's just like black and white. It is so far apart, principled and unprincipled. It's disgusting on the liberal side. And you know what? Donald Trump has been a playboy. Let's just face it. But not now. Not since he was married to Melania and he has a beautiful 10-year-old son. I guarantee that man wouldn't do anything to destroy his respect his 10-year-old son has for him and his wife, Melania. But you know what? The country is going to believe the press who acts as if they're our authority, which we give them power to be our authority. And what amazes me is how people cannot dissect it themselves, see the truth that the country is, even journalism is gone. It's gone. It is absolutely gone. So here we are. We are looking at a country divided. And, you know, it's so funny because when they talk about the people that love Trump, I mean, look at the rallies, people. Makes me want to go to them. I can't because none of them are near me. But I'm telling you, if I could, I would, because it's something fun about being a part of something fantastic. There's 20 to 30,000 people that show up at those rallies, okay? And some of them, yeah, they can't even hold more than 10,000. But it's amazing to me that the few measly rallies that Hillary Clinton has put on, 300 people at the most. 300! Something wrong with this country. If you guys are wanting a cookbook today, call me at 1-800-449-8255. Leave your name and phone number with my producer. And we'll be right back. This is Diane Linderman. Absolutely free, by the way. Don't go away. All my life,
there was just me and my dreams. And the days went ticking by.
Back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. I'm giving away my cookbook today to all the callers, so make sure you give a call. Tell us your area that you live in and your station, what station you're listening to, and I will send you a free cookbook, because I know all of you are so cheap that you won't buy one yourself. But I also have a series of how to become an entrepreneurial kid, which you've got to look into. Just Google my name, Diane Linderman, or look at Everything That Matters radio.com. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. We've got Deborah from Oregon. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
She quit.
All right, Deborah, I know you're out there. I know who you are. You're from Oregon, so call back. So we'll go to Greg from Montana. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how's it going, Dan?
Good. Welcome to Everything That Matters. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking as I was doing a little work out in the garage here that Trump kind of reminds me of Tim Tebow. He had somebody that had potential, could maybe do something with it, and John Elway kicked him to the curb, and we won't even give Trump a chance. He looks like he's somebody that's got great potential. He's got the experience. And these other people, and he keeps saying it, you haven't done it for 30 years. These other people that are in there, they don't want change. They want the status quo, and I think he's the guy to do it.
You know, I have lived with that my whole life, Greg. I'm not a highly educated person, and, it, you know, education comes in very strange ways. You know, it's some people are, like, brilliant, and they've never been educated. And then there are people that are like Hillary Clinton, who have 30 years of experience and really has nothing to show for it except for she's become the queen. And she's learned how to command people in a bad way. She has a problem with power. And so when you have a guy like Donald Trump come along, and he is like the king of his own kingdom, and he says, listen, guys, I know how to manage. I know how to budget. I know how to promise less and give you more, and I can do the job, and I am not afraid of these cronies out here that are putting me down left and right because I'm not like them. Let's thank God I'm not like them. So you know what? He's got more going for him than any politician I have ever witnessed in my entire life. I don't care if he's clumsy. I am happy he's not a professional politician. And I'm happy he doesn't know how to act like one. And he stands up to people. When people start putting him down and degrading him and lying about him, the one thing I have loved is the fact he goes after them. And these 11 women that just conveniently came out and says this and that about him, and he swears this is not true, I believe him. Because why would he lie about something like that? But his own wife believes him, and that's more important to me. But the thing is that he's going to sue them, and then they have to prove. See, I like that. I think that was awesome. I was cheering when I heard that. Because this is exactly... Go ahead.
Yeah, he's got the right ideas, and like you say, he's not afraid to back down. And we need to let him have a chance. We certainly can't do any worse than what's been in there for the last how many years? 40, 50, 60 years. It's status quo, and they're taking America to the cleaners. This guy wants to change that, and everybody that I talk to, they're for him. So
you know, it's funny. It's the ones that I have not actually spoke to anybody that's voting for Clinton, but some people that I know that are going to vote for Clinton that I haven't actually spoke to say that the reason why they're voting for Clinton is because they want to help people, and I'm like, what? How do you help people through the Clinton ways? They're going to charge all the people that are working their butts off, so that they can give welfare to the people that vote for Clinton. And that's what she's doing. She's bringing in all of the people in the country that are addicted to welfare. And she is going to have them vote for her. My dad used to say to me that cannibals always vote in a cannibal king. You know that? And so this is exactly what's going on. But there, I think we're having an awakening in our country. There are really good Democrat people out there that are just sick of it, because Democrats used to be more honorable. I mean, for God's sake, Reagan used to be a Democrat. So there are those kinds of Reagan Democrats that are really good people, and they're waking up and they're starting to see that we have a corrupt woman that's running for government. And what is she running on? I'm a woman. Hello and goodbye. I don't care. I'm a woman. I don't want you. If you want to put a good woman in there, yes, let's have a good woman in there, but not this woman. So
that's true. I agree with that 100%. Hey, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. And hold on, because I'm going to give you a cookbook for calling today. Do you want a cookbook?
Absolutely. I do a lot.
All right. All right, you're going to love this one. You're going to love it. It's all my recipes and from my restaurant, and then I have a new one coming out because I have a whole cooking show coming on called Cooking Americana that's adorable. It's in our barn in Texas. So eventually we're going to have audiences and all kinds of fun stuff. So check it out. Make sure you hang on, because my producer's going to take your name and address, and I will personally sign it and send it to you. Okay, thank you,
Sweet,
Greg.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your call. Okay. 1-800-449-8255. For every caller today, I'm going to give you one of my free cookbooks, it's not called How to Become an Entrepreneurial Kid. That's my other set of books. It's called Everything That Matters in the Kitchen, and it has got not all of them, because I have completely redone and I have brought out new recipes for my new cookbook, but it's got a lot of my favorite recipes in it. All unbelievable recipes, and I don't know, just kind of fun to have, and I really have a purpose behind this. I'd love to find out where the stations are in this country that are listening to me, and I don't care if you just want to say, hi, Diane, that's fine with me, as long as you come on the radio with me and not be afraid, and then know what station you're listening to, because that's important to me. 1-800-449-8255. That's the phone call, and you can make that phone call, and I will even pay for shipping. How's that? And I'll sign it and send it. Who do we have, Dave? Mary from Tennessee. Howdy, Mary. Welcome to Everything That Matters. This is Diane Linderman. What's on your mind?
To challenge people to think when their health care is tripling in the last, since Obamacare.
Oh, yeah.
And when it's tripling, I want them to ask themselves as they write their check out or do their debit. This is so important. I would rather my insurance triple and my health care go down the tubes, because it's more important to me, because Donald Trump said something to a woman that wasn't favorable. I mean, let's get to comparing things that are true issues.
Well, I'm not sure what you just said. What do you mean he said something that wasn't favorable?
Well, the thing that I'm saying is, which is more important for people to compare? You know, I would rather my insurance triple. And because if I vote for Trump, he said something that people didn't like or maybe distasteful. So when they write out their check, they can remember that they made what he said to someone that they think is unfavorable more important than their health care to triple.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying that you'd rather have your insurance triple rather than be affected by what Trump says, because
it doesn't make sense. People are not comparing real issues with something I think petty, because I mean, men
well,
are
of
men.
Of course, it's petty. Yeah,
you know, it's petty. We're not.
But I got to tell you something, Mary. I got to tell you something. You watch what happens. One thing Donald Trump is very, very, very brilliant about is business. And he believes in the free market system. So
absolutely.
What has happened is it's Obama's fault that we, and Hillary's, because this is basically Hillary care turning into Obamacare, right? It's supposed to be the affordable a care.
Exactly.
Now, let me tell you something. When my kids are 21 and 19, it cost me $50 to have both my kids on my health insurance. My health insurance now for my husband and I is $1,100 a month. Guess what it went to?
I couldn't even imagine.
$2,200 a month. Now, when you open that up to the free market system, now competition happens. Competition is the most beautiful thing that can ever happen to our country, and especially healthcare, because they're not stupid. They want to be in business. Now, Mary, hang on a minute, because we're going to get your phone number, your name, and your address. We're going to send you a cookbook. Thank you for calling. I've got to go to a break, Mary. 1-800-449-8255. Call me, and I'll give you a free cookbook today. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters.
It's never plain. Throw someone's charm away. And I ask myself, who do I be? Do I want to throw away the key and invent
Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. I'm giving away a free book and free shipping to every person that calls me today. Good, bad, and indifferent. I don't care if you disagree with me. I just want to know where you're listening from. So I just need to know the station name and the area that you are calling from. And we've got some callers, don't we? Hello, producer. LW. Welcome to Everything That Matters, LW. This is Diane Linderman, and you're with Everything That Matters. Hello.
Hello, are you talking to me?
I am. What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is LW.
Oh, LW. I think we got your initials right. What's on your mind, LW? And welcome to Everything That Matters. This is Diane.
Hey, Diane, I enjoy your show a great deal and listen to you frequently. And I just
Where are you calling from, first of all?
This is Cleveland, Tennessee.
Tennessee, okay, lots of Tennesseans. All right, what's on your mind?
I'm not really a Tennessean, but I've been here for a while. But anyhow, one thing I wanted to mention that you never hear about, there's been a lot said about Donald Trump's qualifications to be president.
I know.
And nobody says a thing in the world about the fact that Obama's only qualification was that he was a community organizer.
Exactly.
And both he and his wife had their law licenses suspended.
Oh, I know.
I guess revoked. And he has absolutely zero qualifications. Yeah, he was nothing but a troublemaker, a community organizer, and yet now he became president and was voted in twice. That's absolutely amazing to me. You know, they say ignorance can be fixed, but stupid is forever. And I'm sorry, but you just have to realize that there are an awful lot of stupid people out there.
Well, let's talk about Hillary Clinton, because I'm always wondering, what did she ever do to become president? She was the wife of a governor. Isn't it true that she got her law license, her and Bill both got their law licenses suspended?
And it's amazing. There's an awful lot you can say about Clinton, but I used to play music some 100 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And one of the members of my group moved to Little Rock and formed his own group. And guess who the singer was?
Bill Clinton.
Jennifer Flowers.
Oh, my goodness. Interesting.
And she had a great deal to say. She's a sweet lady. But she had an awful lot to say about Bill Clinton. And, you know, all of his activities just make anything that Trump may have done once upon a time fade. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? There's so many rumors that are going around about the Clintons, and most of them are probably true. Let's just deal in facts right now. And the fact is, I'd like to really know if anybody out there can tell me, when people say she's got 30 years experience, I want to know what experience she has besides being a senator and wasn't even living in New York, but went to New York to become a senator. Remember, she's from Arkansas, or Little Rock, Arkansas, and she became a senator. But what kind of experience does she have in running a country or a business? Because you know what? This country is like a huge corporation. It's huge. And, you know, even people that are heads of corporations don't know how to run a corporation. But Donald Trump has built something from the ground up. And failures are part of being an entrepreneur. Most people do not realize that. But that makes them better at what they do because they learn what not to do.
Well, you know, he's just a guy in many ways. And maybe he flirted once in a while along the way. So what?
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
That's ridiculous. But, you know, you're absolutely correct, and I'm not going to get redundant.
Do you want a cookbook, LW? Because I'm going to send you one for free for calling today.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. I don't cook a whole lot, but I'm a pretty decent cook. But
you know what? You hang on. We're going to get your address, and we're going to send you one for free. And thank you for calling. This is Diane Linderman, 1-800-449-8255. Free books to everybody that makes that phone call today. 1-800-449-8255. We'll be right back. Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. For those of you waiting on the line to get your address taken by the producer, pardon? What'd you say? Todd, okay. Anyway, Todd will be right with you. I just want to make sure everybody hangs on till he gets your address. We're having a little technical difficulty there in the at the headquarters. So we got Todd. Hi, Todd. Welcome to Everything That Matters. What's on your mind, and where are you from?
Well, I am from Warren, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? I love Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's about 60 miles east of Erie.
Oh, wow. Neat.
Yeah, right near the New York border.
Well, what's on your mind, Todd? What can we do for you?
Well, I was excited for one thing, because I listen to talk radio. I work retail, so anytime when I take my lunch break, I'm always listening to see what's out there.
Yeah, me too. I'm like that.
Yeah. So one thing I did want to mention is I am an avid Trump supporter, and I've never followed Trump. You know, of course, I'm sure a lot of people didn't, except for business venture people that are into big business and whatnot. But I think instead of me listening to all an analysis about Trump or even with Clinton, is just the fact of watching them and listening to each one of them. And when you, especially with the rallies that everyone is going to for the Trump rallies.
Yeah.
It, even just me watching it, just gets me so elevated and so excited watching him just be so passionate.
It
just is something that is really, and watching Clinton and I know everybody comes up with analogies as far as robots and just so stern in her answers, but just watching her, I was actually watching her the other day when she was responding to the email that the FBI is, reopened up with the email scandal. And just watching her, whenever a reporter would ask her a question, and it's almost like some of the questions seemed like they were loaded, for one thing. And her response to that, she kept looking down, whether she might have been looking at an iPad or whether she was looking at a predetermined answer list, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
there was no. Instead of getting away from that and say, you know what, I don't want to answer these questions. I want to talk about fixing the country. It's like just so much fakeness there.
Well, you know what she reminds me of is an evil grandmother. Or the most wicked teacher I've ever had in my life, who is...
I'm not saying that everybody has to be absolutely the perfect person that they have the persona.
No, you don't have to be perfect, but you have to be as honest. You have to be honest.
Correct. Yeah. If you don't see the honesty there, and with Trump, when you're seeing him and he's talking to the people and he's talking to a crowd and everybody is cheering, it's like on the Democrat side, it's almost like they have to be paid. They even have to respond to her in a positive way.
I don't know why that Clinton can seduce the media so brilliantly to get them to go on her side and go against all of their journalistic rules and regulations. But she has done it. And, you know, I always love the analogy that, you know, cannibals always voting cannibal kings. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you are like the person that you kind of identify with, Hillary. And one thing I notice a lot of women say is, oh, 'cause she's a woman. Well, who cares? Women can be the meanest creatures on the face of the earth. They also can be the most dishonest and cunning people because they can get away with so much because they are a woman. And I'm a woman saying this, so I'm allowed to say this. But I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton is not a nice person. I mean, if you read some of the interesting information, and this is all factual stuff, about how badly she treats the guys that that protect her, and what they dread having to have a turn, you know. And anyway, yeah, I agree. People don't have to be perfect because you're not going to find. And I always say, he without sin casts the first stone, but the truth is, she is not an honest and honorable human being, and I believe Trump is. I think he's raised awesome kids, and he's done an awesome job. Thank you very much for calling, Todd. Hang on. We're going to get your name and address. You're going to get a free book. This is Diane Linderman, 1-800-449-8255. We'll be right back.
Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Well, I'm giving a free cookbook today away to all the callers that are calling in. I'm just trying to find out where you're calling from. So, Judith, welcome to Everything That Matters. This is Diane Linderman, and you are calling from Montana. Is that right?
Yes. I live in Cascade, but the station is out of Great Falls, Montana.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you for calling. Welcome to Everything That Matters. What's on your mind?
Well, I first want to compliment you. I just think you are a common sense gal just like me, and I love your program.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. If you, go ahead.
Well, I was calling to let you know that there's three generations of women in my family that were all sold out for Trump. And I honestly was not in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
I was a cruise person. And my granddaughter was nuts, who's 18, just voted for Trump. She voted early. And
good.
And I sit and argue with her and stuff. And then as time went on, I realized I was wrong. And without going into it, I am so proud to vote for Trump. I can't wait. I am biting at the bit. And my daughter, too. My daughter's a teacher. She's
great.
In her 40s. I'm in my late 60s, and my granddaughter just turned 18, and we are all Trump.
Yay! I give you applauding for that. Good for you. Grandma, you did a good job.
I know. Well, you know, it's a God thing. I don't think it's me. And I just want people to realize that, you know, even God chooses flawed people. He takes them and turns them around. And I don't know if you've heard, you probably have, but a lot of evangelicals met with him, and he supposedly prayed to receive Christ, you know.
Wow.
And I don't know if black people know that. And which would mean he's a brand new Christian, you know. And
exactly. He's got a lot to learn, you know. I mean, all of us are brand new Christians in a way. I mean, you know, I think it's a very private thing. And I think Trump has always believed in God. But in the world he lives in, they don't talk about God at all. You know what I mean? And
right.
he's a businessman. He's got to survive in this country, in this world. And And, of course, I don't believe that Hillary even knows what God is or who he is. I think she thinks she's God. That's our problem, is that she is the almighty, you know, manipulator, except for she can't. There's not enough levers for her to pull. And they're out now. They're getting all messed up. You know what I mean? You can only lie so many times.
And the thing, too, is that he's a builder. And he, I love the fact that he's talking to African-Americans.
I know.
Because what do we need in inner city? We need those inner cities to build up. We need jobs. And the other thing is, I truly believe he's a good husband. And it's broke my heart to see the things that they have been doing to him when he's got a 10-year-old boy listening to all this.
I know.
And you know what? What millionaires do you know that have, that billionaires, you know, that raise children that aren't drug addicts, aren't dropouts, aren't totally, you know, wasted people? Donald Trump is an amazing man. And people, I mean, a lot of people know it, at least half our country. But my big concern, too, is that the fraud, I know we're in for the battle of our lives. Because,
yes, I know.
You know, have you heard about Smart-O-Matics by George Bush? I mean, George Bush. Sorry about that. That was a Freudian slip.
I have. Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. That's a concern, you know. And so I encourage listeners to use paper ballots. Check out the machine, you know, especially in the swing states.
Yeah.
Make sure that you have a paper ballot, and by law, you can require.
Interesting.
And so they have a paper trail. A lot of people don't realize that. So, you know, because you know this is going to be a contested race, and it probably won't be over at all at November 8th.
I know.
So something to think about. That's it.
Okay, well, you know what? You're a great caller, and do you want a cookbook for free?
I sure do. I'm a cook.
Okay, you hold on. You're going to love my cookbook, and you are a great caller. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much, Judith. 1-800-449. We've got Julie. Let me finish that phone number. 1-800-449-8255. Welcome to Everything That Matters. Julie, what is on your mind?
Hi, Diane.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Tennessee, another one. I'm starting to like Tennessee with all these Tennesseans calling me. what's on your mind, Julie?
What's on my mind is that I have, I'm educated, I'm very middle class, and I've been working, I've chosen a career over the last 20 years in the ministry where it's service to other folks. It seems to me that the poor and the underserved and even the middle class are not well represented in our government.
They're not.
It concerns me that only the very wealthy can be elected.
That is sad. Yeah, that is sad.
There is a sense of disconnect between how the middle and lower class live with who's making our laws and making the decisions in our country right now.
I totally agree with that. And you know what I love about Donald Trump? What I love about Donald Trump is that, and I actually, my husband and I work with troubled teenagers, and guess what we do to help them? We teach them entrepreneurship. We actually teach them how to start their own businesses, find self-respect, and help them believe in themselves, and help them believe that anything is possible. But you see, I get the same feeling from Donald Trump that he wants everyone to succeed because, yeah, maybe Donald Trump has a big ego. Good. Let's let him build the best country ever, just like the best business ever. Donald Trump is not a loser. He's a winner. He wants for him to win, so do all of us have to win. And I tell you, I think he wants to inspire a nation. And I believe if anybody can do it, I think Donald Trump can do it. And I believe in that because I see it in him. He has helped his own children become successful. Probably everybody that meets Donald Trump gets that inspiration. They love him. His workers love him. Okay, thank you very much, Julie. I'm sorry, but hang on, because I want you to get a free cookbook, and my producer will take your name and phone number, and I thank you for calling. Very good question and answer. Don't go away, 1-800-449-8255. I'm giving away cookbooks today to all of my callers. I want to find out where you're coming from and who you are. It's been great so far. I guess the lines are lit up, so we'll be right back. We have a hard break, and we'll be right back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Stop.
stuck in my cocoon. I needed some wings to make it right. I had to fly away real soon.
I'll play final from
you. If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Whoa, I'm waking up.
This girl is on fire.
This girl is on fire.
Welcome back. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, talking about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, conservative kitchen table politics. Is there anything else? And because I do kitchen table politics, I also do kitchen stuff, which means I am a chef or a cook, whatever you want to call me. I'm not into labels, people. I mean, people went, oh, there's a chef. I never went to chef school, but I had three very successful restaurants. And now I travel around the country and I'm a cooking show host. Here's a fun thing, you guys. I know I have people on hold, so just let me get to you really in just 1 second. We have a ranch in Texas. It's going to be just an awesome, awesome place to take your families. It's going to be sort of a destination resort style. It's not really like resorty. It's going to be like a real functioning ranch, like a dude ranch, where you can come there and then join us and me when I do my cooking shows in our barn. Does that sound like fun? And then we will feed you and you will walk away huge and plump, full of healthy, decadent food, and you will learn how to make it. Doesn't that sound like absolute fun? I will let you know when that's happening. Just keep an eyeball on my website and on my show, and I will eventually give you our website and information that you can be part of it, or at least watch the videos that we're going to be putting out on YouTube. Now, we're going to go right to the phones because I'm giving a free cookbook out to every caller today, and we've got John. Hi, John. Welcome to Everything That Matters. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Diane?
I'm good. Where are you from?
Well, I'm actually from Plant City, Florida, but I'm traveling up to Columbia, South Carolina today. So I'm passing through Savannah right now, and I caught you on the radio.
So you've heard me in Savannah, like Georgia?
Yeah, Savannah, okay. Georgia.
Cool. All right. What's on your mind, John? What can we do for you?
Well, I've actually been just scanning the radio, looking for this topic. I'm trying to learn as much as I can. Time's ticking. You got to make a decision.
And, how can you say that, John? How, there is no decision to make. We don't want a criminal in the White House. Right?
That's the point that I want to just reaffirm to everybody out there. How can anybody even consider somebody who is being investigated and has already been investigated for the FBI, how can that even be a decision?
Exactly. That's my, so, I mean, you
I've
just.
I've been a Trump fan for a long time. I've seen him be successful as can be. And we need somebody like that who can make those types of decisions in the White House.
You know what? We have a divided nation. And, you know, the media has a captive audience of, I like to say, and I'm not trying to insult anybody, but people that want Hillary Clinton as president of the United States want to live off the country. They want free stuff. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm saying this out of the back of my neck. But it's all about what she can do for you. It's not what the country can do for you. Isn't it what you can do for the country? Now, Trump.
That's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
I noticed on the internet today, there was actually a Hillary supported post on Facebook this morning, and it said Hillary wants to lower debt for college tuition and blah blah blah. And Trump, all he wants to do is just get a job. Why not?
No.
That's what we're supposed to do anyway. I'm like, this is awesome. Great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You know what? I'll tell you how Trump is going to get us all jobs. He's going to inspire in entrepreneurship and small business. Because as Trump is a president, you finally feel like you have backup. He's going to take away all the stupid regulations that is crumbling our small business. And I'm going to tell you something. If you really think about what the generator of the United States of America is, it is a small business. It's not the big corporations. It's small business. And we are being crushed. And I'm telling you, Trump is a smart guy. He knows what it takes to listen, he's going to take our taxes, everyone's taxes, down to 15%. Now, I'm telling you, there are people in this country that don't pay taxes, okay? But there are people, if we all have to pay the same amount of taxes, that gives us the ability to grow our companies and our businesses, and it'll inspire new, fresh ideas in this country and innovation.
So correct me if I'm wrong. If my taxes are lower, I can spend more money,
exactly,
buy more stuff, and put a shot in the arm of the economy.
Exactly. She's going to raise taxes.
It's not hard to figure out, is it?
Well, you know, she's going to raise, supposedly, you know, she's made people hate rich people. Now, you tell me, somebody out there, I want to hear from you. If you never had the dream of becoming a rich person, so she's actually assuming that the people that like her never want to become rich. They want to stay poor their whole life. That is the problem, my friend. She is assuming that you all out there that are Democrats and liberal, that you want to stay stupidly poor. And Donald Trump believes that you want to become successful on your own. He believes in you. John, do you want a cookbook?
Well, you know, I'm a single father of five kids.
Oh my gosh!
And, I need all the help I can get.
All right, I got to send you two cookbooks then. I got one for kids too. John, thank you for calling. I have a couple other callers on the line, so I'm going to get to them. But stay online, and my producer will get your name and phone number. You get a free cookbook, and you're a great caller, and I hope you keep listening to my show. Thank you for calling. 1-800-449-8255. So did we speak to Harold yet? I just want to make sure. Okay, we spoke to Harold. So we got Deborah on the phone. Deborah, welcome to Everything That Matters. What's on your mind? Deborah? Did she do it again? Oh, my goodness. Deborah, if you're listening to me, you can't do that if you're going to wait. If you have to put people before you. I know. I think she's from Oregon, and she has this job where she calls whenever she can. I get it. Who else do we have in... Okay, Carrie, welcome to Everything That Matters. This is Diane Linderman. What's on your mind?
Hi, Diane. How are you?
First
of all, I'm going to tell you, I'm very nervous.
Don't worry. I'll take care of you. You don't just pretend like you're just talking to me. How are you doing, Carrie?
Good. And yourself?
I am doing great. I feel like Trump's going to win, so it makes me happy, but I am not going to be an idiot and just assume it's going to happen. So, Carrie, what's on your mind? What do you have to talk about here?
I had to tell you, I've been a Trump supporter 100% of the way. I've been a believer in him, and I just think he's going to just win. I just know it. I just have a feeling it. I just know it.
I hope you're right,
but
Carrie.
Even more so now. But... I know that Hillary and Bernie, they all wanted free college for the kids. But I think that Trump wanted to show the kids a way to earn that college.
Exactly.
To pay it back.
Exactly.
Am I right about that?
Yes. Carrie, you're 100%. Where are you calling from, Carrie? Carrie, what state?
New York.
New York? I have listeners in New York. That's awesome. Hey, Carrie, I tell you what, you called right at the last minute. So why don't you go ahead and I'm going to end the call and I'm going to answer your question on this other side of this break. How's that sound? All right. You hang on because you're going to get a free cookbook. Okay. Don't go anywhere. My producer will talk to you. Thank you for calling, Carrie. You were good. Don't worry about it. You were a great caller. 1-800-449-8255. I am giving away a free cookbook to every caller. I'm just finding out who you are out there and where you're calling from. And it's been an absolutely fun day today for me because I get to meet a lot of you. Stay with me. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters.
Got family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and that should be Trump's song, Republican Voter. I love that song. That is totally the way I think. 1-800-449-8255. We're giving away a free cookbook to every caller today. We've got Barb from New Mexico. I know, Carrie, I need to answer your question. I will in a minute, but I don't want to leave these people on hold for too long. Hi, Barb. Welcome to Everything That Matters. This is Diane Linderman.
Hi, Diane.
You're from New Mexico?
Listen, I would like to talk about the fact that Trump says that there is voter fraud. Well,
yes.
I hate to say it, but the state of New Mexico, as far as I know, and at least my friends have been telling me, seems to perpetuate voter fraud by providing illegals with driver's license.
In fact,
I also understand that those are coming from other states to New Mexico to get a driver's license. Now, how do we stop this? We need to have some restrictions on people that are voting.
Well, we did have restrictions, but the Democrats don't. They like dishonesty. I hate to say this, but I'm going to say, because everybody's thinking it, why are Democrats so pro-dishonest? Because the reason why they want illegal elections, which means they're bussing people in that are illegal, okay? They're promising whatever they're promising them. And listen, you know, I love Mexican people. I have some people working for me for years and the most beautiful, sweetest, hardworking people I ever met in my life. But they're also not stupid. And they, listen, when you offer a carrot on the end of the stick, like Hillary Clinton offers illegal people to go and break the law, which we have laws in place, or we have them in place. You see, you have to ask yourself a question. Why are liberals and Democrats so pro illegal? Why is it illegal in every way? Illegal voting, illegal, you know, immigration. Why is it they want that? Well, if it's common sense, go ahead. You want to answer that?
Yeah, well, it just seems that they want what they want to be passed. And they figure the more people that they can get on their side to pass it, the better off they're going to be.
Well, you sound like you're from New York, not New Mexico.
That's true if we have, if we go by the number of votes.
Well, the sad part is because they have really no actual things to be proud of. They have no policies to be proud of. Their whole entire campaign is based upon lies and things that are not sensible, and they want to perpetrate dishonesty, because look at where they're voting in. They're voting in the biggest liar and most dishonest criminal, Hillary Clinton. And
She shouldn't have been even elected. I mean,
she shouldn't have been allowed legally to run. But here's the other problem. The administration that we have in right now is just perfect for her, because look at what we've got. We've got Loretta Lynch. She's doing her desperately deeds. Now we got the FBI guy. He's finally coming out because, you know, FBI used to stand for integrity. That means that they were bipartisan. They were not partisan. That means that they had to do the right thing for the right reasons, and it doesn't matter whose side it was on. But you see, they're all getting caught with their pants down right now, okay? Every single one of these people are going, you know, I always knew that lies can only last so long and they eventually get found out. People that lie, they don't know how to tell the truth. And when you don't know how to tell the truth, a lie never stands on its own. The truth always stands on its own. Well, this is all coming out. And there, you know, you hear the Democrats and the liberal press going, oh, you know, we don't even really know if there's anything going on. Well, of course there's something going on, you blind people, right?
Yeah.
And so here it is. They want a one-party system. That is the answer. They don't want Republicans or independents or Democrats. They just want their party. And it doesn't matter what it takes, how dishonest you have to be. There is no ethics, and we either have to all watch over this, each and every one of us, or we're done. And we got to speak up and stand up. I always say that you got to stand up and speak up for what you know is right. And you know what? There are going to people that are going to yell at you and scream at you. Who cares? Now you know you got them. I always say when people's yelling back at me for speaking the truth, then I know whose side they're on. That's good enough for me. And that's what that's what they try to do to Donald Trump. And he just yells and screams back at him, which we like about him. And they call that unpresidential. I tell you what's unpresidential. Dishonesty, lack of integrity, lying, cheating, stealing, and misusing the American system for their own profit. Hey, thank you, Barbara.
Oh, yeah, I liked his statement. The last debate I had listened to about the fact that he said, well, you know, he would accept it only if he wins.
I know.
You know what? How many presidents and also even local councilmen that have run have requested a recount on ballots because they said there was something not right?
So I think he's right.
Every right as a presidential candidate to ask for a recount.
I don't blame him.
Because
exactly.
Not in today's society, I wouldn't trust it either.
I know. Hey, Barbara, do you want a cookbook?
I sure do.
Okay, you hang on, and they're going to get your name and phone number. And thank you for calling. Very good call. You should call me more often. Thank you for calling. 1-800-449-8255. Got Van from New Mexico. Hi, Van. Welcome to Everything That Matters. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Diane.
Hi. What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you hear me?
I can hear you just barely.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, Robert. Do you want to see if that you can fix that?
You're coming a little louder now.
Okay, try it out, Dale. Go ahead and we can hear you really well, so go ahead and talk.
All right, I wanted to speak about Hillary Clinton and her foreign policy.
Okay.
She claims that she knows more about foreign policy than anyone, and that is one of the main reasons we should elect her.
Yeah.
But if you look at the true foreign policy she had, it's been a total disaster.
Of course.
In the Middle East, she was the main progenitor of the Arab Spring movement, which deteriorated into what we have now.
Yeah.
And on the Russian front, she had that reset button. But the problem was that when she pushed the button, they reset it, but not to what we'd like. Instead, it reset. It was like a Back to the Future button. It reset it back to the Cold War.
I know. And then
I
she
see
sold
any,
them.
Any reason why she tried
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and then she sold them uranium on top of that.
That's right. She sold. Well, she didn't sell them uranium. She arranged for the.
To own 20% of our uranium.
A company.
Yeah.
Well, she just. A company in Canada that was a main supplier of uranium to us.
Well, that's like saying, here's a whole bunch of weapons to kill us, you know,
right.
Selling it to our enemies. You know, how stupid. How can she be so stupid?
Why do they need uranium if we were having, we really reset and we didn't need all the nuclear weapons anymore? What are they going to do with it?
I know.
I don't know if they're building that many power plants since Chernobyl blew up.
I know. Hey, Dan, are you ready for a cookbook? You want a cookbook?
Yeah.
That's okay, fine. You hang on. I'm going to get your name and phone number. My producer will.
All right.
And then, thank you for calling. I really appreciate your call. It was a very good call.
Thank you for being on the air, Diane. We enjoy your
show. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. 1-800-449-8255. I'm giving a free cookbook away today to every caller. And I'll be doing this right up to about the last 10 minutes of my show when I am going to be given a recipe, which I do it every single Sunday. And do I have any callers? Oh, I have. Okay, so we're going to go to a break in just a minute. And then, by the way, if you are interested in going to my website, I have two websites you might want to look at. EverythingThatMattersRadio.com, where you can get some of my articles. And then, of course, EverythingThatMattersInTheKitchen.com, which is my cooking website. And I got all kinds of great recipes on there. But you're going to be getting a cookbook if you're a caller today. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back.
Broke my heart, tore it apart. Look who's got the last laugh now. Don't you come crawling back, begging please on your knees. Baby, if you're missing me, well, you can hear me.
Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. Just giving books away, my cookbooks, Everything That Matters in the Kitchen, to all the callers today for free. Yes, there is something in life that's free, and I'm going to have to pay for it myself, so it isn't free to me. But I'm going to give it to you because I want to just, I'm just doing a little experiment today to find out who's out there and what y'all have to say. So we're going to go to Gail from Tennessee. Welcome to Everything That Matters, Gail. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I was just going to make an appeal, I guess, to some of your listeners that haven't made up their mind. I, as well,
can't imagine.
Was one of those listeners. And Trump is still not my favorite pick, but Hillary has never been on my radar. But I have come around to thinking that if for no other reason, the Supreme Court justice,
We
have to think about that for our children, our grandchildren, in my case, my grandchildren, because I have grandchildren that are young and college age, and I'm thinking of them for the Supreme Court justice. I want them to live in a world where there are conservative.
Well, let me ask you a question, values. Gail. What is it about Trump that you didn't like? I'm always curious because I've loved him.
Okay.
From the time I've ever heard about him, I loved him.
I liked him, and I still like his entertainment side. I liked his show, Apprentice. I watched it. I did not like the way he attacked some of the other Republican candidates in the primary. I thought he was very disrespectful and,
Go ahead.
Would have been one of the other ones. However, you know, he won it. You know, the people have spoken.
I like to hear what it is about a woman that doesn't like Trump. And, you know, a lot of my own sister-in-law and I am a person that I believe standing up to people. If they come after me, and I'm not rude and mean, but sometimes it feels like you're rude and mean because you are standing up for yourself. So I'm always wondering if people, I mean, the guy is not disrespectful. He doesn't have to be respectful. I think he says it the way he sees it. And I tell you, I'm a lot more comfortable with somebody like Trump that'll just spew out what he's truly thinking than being a complete, fake, full-on Republican robot, which we have had in the White House. And they're just, you know, I used to think, slap the other cheek, you know, let somebody always turn your other cheek, right? But the truth is, we've all wanted somebody to stand up to the cruelty and the wickedness and the lies. And you know what? We may not like the way he does it, but he does it. And that's what I love about him. He kicks butt. He has a very sharp shoe. And so, but Gail,
are you
ready?
True.
Yeah, I know. And so we can't fault him for that. To be honest with you, he's kind of clumsy, but you know what? I'd rather clumsy any day than professional robot. And, you know, they have Hillary Clinton scripted for every single answer. And I have to tell you what I love about Donald Trump. He is not afraid of the press. He takes them on. He doesn't avoid them. He goes right for them. And he doesn't care who they are or what they are. But you know what? I like that about him. Gail, do you want a cookbook today?
Oh, I would love a cookbook.
Okay. Hold on,
Gail.
I'll
listen to your show.
Oh, good.
I'm usually listen to it on Sundays because that's the day that I have free. But
yeah.
I listen to it every Sunday.
Well, thank you, Gail, for calling. Why don't you stay with me right now? I've got three other callers, and I want you all to stay there. We got to go to a break, but Gail, hang on, and then give my producer your name and address, okay? Thank you for calling, Gail, 1-800-449-8255. We've got Carrie, Gerald, and Dolores waiting online. We'll get right to you. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters.
Trapped inside an ugly life, stuck in my cocoon. I needed some wings to make it right. I had to fly away real soon.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Puts that steeper higher.
Welcome back. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Yeah, we all know that, doesn't it? Doesn't it ring true for you? I mean, it just makes you tough. I mean, look at Donald Trump, how tough he is. All right, this is the great cookbook giveaway day, and we've got callers on the phone, so we're just going to go straight to the callers. Let's go to Gerald from Great Falls, Montana. Hi, Gerald, what's on your mind? And welcome to Everything That Matters. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Love your show.
Thank you. What's on your mind,
on
Gerald?
Mind.
That's on
well,
your mind.
You were asking. You were asking why liberals think everyone should be able to come in and vote any place they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my response is that they want one world government. They
exactly.
Don't believe in borders. That my country is anyone's country, and what I have should belong to everyone.
Yep.
And it's free for the taking.
You know, the little secret that Hillary Clinton wants open borders snuck out. Think about it. You have open borders. You have no more in the United States of America. But what does that make Hillary Clinton? President of the world. Think about it.
Absolutely.
That's what
Bingo.
She wants to be. Yes. She wants to be the president of the world. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want her to be president of the world, first of all. Second of all, I love the United States of America. I am all Americana. And there goes our country people. You know, it's funny. It's like people like, there's these actors and actresses and they want to be do-gooders. I can't remember his name, but he has a villa in Italy and he was all for helping, all the migrants and stuff. Well, guess what? They opened up a gigantic migrant camp right next to him. I can't remember his name. Somebody will remind me. Of course, he's freaking out. So what hypocrites these people are, you know? And every time I hear one of these actors and actresses say, if Donald Trump becomes president, I'm moving out. And I'm like, you see, he's already cleaning up America. And then, of course, the president of Mexico said, if Donald Trump becomes president, I'm going to call my people back. And I go, there he is again. He's already fixing the country. He hasn't even been in president yet. I mean, that is just typical of these people. Like, we really care if they leave. In fact, we hope that some of these actors and actresses leave. But you're right. We will have open borders. I know that our Supreme Court justices will be a gigantic thing. But what if we have United States of America no longer, and anybody, 6 billion people out there, can come and go as they please? There is no more America. There's no more country. It'll be a third world or less. Because all you people that are living well and have a beautiful American life, no longer, it'll be gone. But thank you, Gerald. Do you want a cookbook, Gerald?
Oh, absolutely. My wife can't wait.
Okay, you hold on. I'm going to get my producer to take your name and address, okay? Thanks for calling.
Thank
I appreciate
you. Keep
it.
Keep up the good work.
Oh, yeah, I'm having fun at this. Dolores, welcome to Everything That Matters. This is Diane Linderman. What is on your mind?
I'm a first-time caller. I didn't know you were on.
Well, Dolores, thank you for calling. I'm so happy you called.
Oh, I couldn't wait to call. I've been on the phone pretty long.
I know you have. That's why I took you right away.
I'm interested in knowing, I don't get ballots no more, nothing in the mail, you know, about the election. I don't know. I'm a conservative, and I want to vote a straight ticket.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean that I will vote, that straight ticket vote will include senators and congressmen?
Yes.
Or do you have to pick those separately?
No, I think you can go in there. Well, I'm not sure what state you're or where you're from and what your rules are of your state, but you should, if you haven't got a ballot, or if you may have to go down to the polling station to actually, you know, vote, but you need to call right away and find out, Dolores, we need your vote. Okay. It's very important. And then you can ask that question to them. But, I know a lot of people that just vote straight, you know, conservative, and that's absolute Republican, and that is absolutely fine. I know, and on my ticket, you can do that. So, but Dolores, you need to go call right away so you do not lose out on voting for Trump. This is a historic, election, and you want to be part of it. So.
Right, right, and I want to do it right.
Yeah, Dolores, do you want one of my... Go ahead, you have anything else to say?
We don't have ballots anymore.
Well, so I know, everything's electronic.
It's ridiculous, you know?
I know, Dolores. Thank you for calling, Dolores. Stay with me now. Hold on, you're going to get a free cookbook for calling today, and my producer will get your name and phone number. We'll be right back. Back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We were giving cookbooks away to all the callers today, so 1-800-449-8255, and I'm going to go to Carrie from New York. Hi, Carrie. Thank you for waiting. I know you waited a long, long time. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hey, how are you? Well, I know you called earlier. Did you forget to say something, or I didn't get to answer you, did I?
No, you didn't get to answer me, but I did have something else to say.
Okay, go right ahead.
I just want to know whereabouts in Texas. Did you say you had a restaurant or someplace?
No, I have a ranch in Texas. And
a ranch?
Yeah, it's in the heart of Texas. And
deep
we're gonna
in the heart of Texas, huh?
Yeah, it's near Fort Worth and near Dallas and. It's, I'll give all the information out when we get closer. I just don't want it inundated yet because it's a small town. If I tell you the name of the town, I won't be able to, function for a little while, but it is awesome. And we're going to, have a place where, you know, I love to give people experiences in life. And, we work with troubled teenagers for like 35 years. And what we do is we actually teach them how to work. And what better way to teach them to work is working with animals. And not only animals, but we also... Go ahead. Did you have something to say?
That's wonderful. Go
yeah.
ahead.
Yeah. And we also teach them how to be entrepreneurs. And so this will make a long story short. I actually wrote a book about it. It's coming out hopefully pretty soon about all the things that I've done. It's this crazy, crazy, crazy book. It's very funny. It's all about my failures, which are really funny. But it's also about some successes, how you turn lemons into lemonade. And so what I do is, my husband is a very incredible builder and designer, and he's just a huge mentor for young men and young ladies. And he looks at every kid. We look at every young person like they're capable of anything. And we put them on tractors. We put them in rigs and say, okay, you're going to go take petting zoos to this place. And before we know it, we've got this incredible crew and we made them partners in our company. And we're still doing it. And so now we're going to open up this big ranch And it's, you know, we're going to be able to take kids and people from the cities. We're going to give you all these neat opportunities to have all this hands-on ability to learn how to cook, how to work on a farm, how to even learn videography, whatever it is that you have an interest in. And I'm calling it the Great American Lone Star Ranch is the name of our ranch, and it's going to be the Unschooling Entrepreneurial Academy. And why am I calling it unschooling? Well, because I think, unfortunately, schools aren't schools anymore. They're dens of social crazy behavior, and it's very sad, but, you know, it's very sad, but, you know, kids just, they go under peer pressure, and before you know it, you got kids going to school, and they look like Leave It to Beaver, and they come out looking like, Haggity Hag with, you know, green and yellow hair and piercings and tattoos, and there goes your beautiful child, and because it's just the peer pressure and the fact that, you know, that you live in a city, and I'm teaching people how to, you know, I'm teaching you how to milk a goat. You know, it's really, really good for you.
Well, I applaud you for doing that.
Thank
I
you.
Really do. And my husband and I were thinking about moving to Texas. We've never been there, but we heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, I have to tell you, Texas is, I was born in Texas, and then I moved to Oregon, of all places. There's a long story, but when I go back to Texas, I feel like I'm going home. But I'm going to tell you something. Texans are the most rugged, fierce, God-loving, gun-toting, awesome entrepreneurial people you will ever meet in your life. They are family-oriented, and you do not mess with Texas. And that is their motto. And, you know, they're going to secede from the government. I believe it wholeheartedly if Hillary Clinton gets in. So you'll have to have a passport to get into Texas. But it is a phenomenal state. They actually, the reason why they believe they can secede from the government is because they've got every single natural resource you need to have their own country. Now, I love being a part of something new like that, and something old coming becomes something new. And I know that people think, you know, some people think I'm crazy, but 3 out of 5 Texans believe that that they want it to happen. So if you're going to go to Texas and you're a conservative, you are welcome. But if you're liberal, you won't make it. It's too rugged there for you people.
Say that much.
Yeah, it's hot, and it's, you know, a lot of liberals like beautiful places, and they want everything perfect. But I'm going to tell you something. It is a harsh but beautiful environment. It is not for weak-minded people. It is for tough, like I say, gun-toting, God-loving, family-loving people. And they will not mess with you if you do not mess with them. But the moment you mess with these Texans, man, you're going to see all fury break loose. That's their attitude, and I like it. You know? And
I love it already.
I know. Doesn't it sound great? Well, thank you, Carrie.
That sounds great.
Keep listening to my show, and I'll let you know when it's all going to happen. I hope to meet some of you people someday, and come there, and I'll cook for you, and I'll teach you how to make food, and we'll talk about family. We'll talk about entrepreneurship. We'll talk about business. We'll do all kinds of fun stuff, and it'll be just the greatest vacation you ever had. Or you could just go there, and actually, kids are, I mean, we did this years ago where we helped kids, and my husband and I helped so many kids on a ranch. And that's why we want to do it again, because it's just the neatest thing ever. But thank you so much for calling, Carrie. 1-800-449-8255. Ooh, we were coming to the end of my show. I didn't even get to give a recipe. Oh, well. Go to my website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. I've got free recipes there. I don't know why I give everything away for free. I'm crazy. I don't know. And so also, make sure you kind of keep it in your psyche that I'm going to be doing a have my own online cooking show called Cooking Americana. So pretty soon I'll be having cookingamericana.com. Till next week, my name's Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Thank you for listening.
Kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you
you hate, you won't get